experience.
But you know something, that term, a buck on the street, my old man used to go, I'm a World War II vet and I know how to make a buck on the street.
Right? Resourceful.
Right?
Because a lot of World War II vets lived through the Depression too.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, but to say like I make a buck nowadays sounds old fashioned. It's a different thing nowadays what they're doing, right?
Everyone has, now they call it side hustle.
Side hustle. I don't like that. People, what's your side hustle? I go, I don't have any hustle. Side hustle, right? The fuck you think I do? Oh, I'm a fucking banker during the day, and at night I'm a fucking belly dancer.
I used to get 40 or 50 bucks a week for sitting everybody down on the Monday show. I was the doorman here. We have 40 or 50 people come in. I sit them down, help them clean up. They give me 40, 50 bucks. You know?
Little do people know that the legendary fucking global figure, Be A Man, started as a lowly doorman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I did it here to help out my brother.
Right.
But, you know, I did that years ago, you know, in the clubs and stuff.
You were like a guy in the fucking minor leagues for about 5 years.
I just came to support the show, you know, support my brother.
And, right.
You know, I ended up evolving into, you know, I used to get the food and bring it in and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. I remember. I used to say, hey, kid, go get me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like a guy in the minor leagues, fucking 5 years. Like, oh, kid, come on, you're up.
Whole different setup in here now. Walls and fucking cameras,
fucking
studios, lighting.
Takes in what, fucking $8 million a year?
Why is every place?
The wires coming out of my ass.
Furniture.
Why isn't it furniture?
Yeah. Right. What are some of the side hustles? I don't like that. When you were a kid, not now.
Yeah, I mean, I always had a paper route, like the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah, you make 20 cents. I did that.
Yeah,
I think about it.
I always did that. I mean, I worked when I was 14. I was working, taking the bus and the boss, and I was like I guess it wouldn't be a side. It was a job. I mean, it was a, who's the guy that fucking cleans the
janitor?
Table? No. Who's what they call the ones that clean the tables?
A wait, a bus boy?
Bus boy. I was a bus boy.
How long did you have for?
The Waldorf Astoria.
Remember those? Nice. That's old school, mate.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
I was over by the Common. That was my first job. Then my old man, he was a mailman, so he used to deliver to Chinatown and like Seaport area and stuff. He bounced around. He always had jobs for me to have if I wanted. Fold the boxes over in one of the piers over there at the fish market. Stuff like that.
I know. That's the kind of shit we did when we were young back in the era, right? I was a paper boy. That sucked.
We used to sell fucking fireworks.
Right.
Nice.
That was a nice old
How about this? This is how far I go back. This is how old I am. I legitimately was a shoe shine boy.
Really?
Really?
I'm telling you. You'd think I wasn't born in the fucking 30s.
Wow.
Get your fucking shine box.
Really?
I did. I had a shine box.
That was the thing. Yeah,
I remember kids
used to have the shine box right around on the bike with the shine box.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Set up,
We walked up and down Broadway, Somerville. This is when people walked around. Guys wore shoes.
Yeah. Now it's like sneakers.
Sneakers. I remember seeing one of those black guys at a bus station, how they have the thing set up, the chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, how's business? He goes, no good. Too many sneakers.
But
back in the day, right, when I was a kid, people wore shoes.
You sit up on the thing and you put your foot up. They got a thing for you to put your foot up.
We had the portable box with the portable thing to put your shoe on.
Yeah.
Ah.
So you walk up and down the street, go, Mister, would you like a shoe shine? I can't even fucking believe it.
How much did you get back then, I wonder?
Pocket change, like an asshole.
Quarter, maybe?
I could buy 5 candy bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I shined fucking shoes. Get this. Walk up and down Broadway in Somerville. Mister, hey, buddy, wants a shoe shine. So one time I was shining a guy's fucking shoes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, nice job. Shine them out. Careful, the fucking socks are cashmere. I swear to God.
Oh, fuck him.
Right? And then me and my friend, who was also a shoe shiner, were a duo. We got in the fucking subway. We got robbed and accosted by a bunch of criminals.
A bunch of criminals.
A bunch of, you know, inner city criminals. You know what I'm saying?
A bunch of street toughs.
A bunch of, you know.
Oh, they weren't white. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. And we went to court.
Really?
And the criminals were there.
Okay. Oh, so.
Because they were spotted and seen. It happened on the train.
Really?
The cops, they got arrested.
Oh, good.
Me and the other kid went to court. They were there. It was a whole fucking thing. All result of my shoe shining days.
Did you get your shoe box back?
They never took the box.
Oh,
they took
the
money.
How much was it? Like $3? What was
pocket change. Whatever the fuck it was.
They
made
a case out of it.
Can you imagine doing that?
Wow.
fucking, so shoe shining was such like a fucking like a prominent gig. People would be like, they'd see somebody walking around with their shine box and be like, let's rob this motherfucker.
Yeah. And it was like, it'd be a wooden box and it'd have like a wooden shoe platform you could put the shoe on. Yeah. Did you ever see them, Tonzo?
Yeah, yeah.
When you were younger,
I remember seeing them.
The kids, all, you know, I never did it, but there was always kids on their bike.
Yeah.
You know, they have their box with them and, you know, run around with their box and stuff. You know, wherever there was.
How demeaning. You, and then they're all saying, you couldn't shine my fucking shoes.
Yeah, but back then it wasn't demeaning.
No, it wasn't demeaning.
It was like a way to make
it
a buck.
It was a good, honest living.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in your little kit, you had the fucking brush.
Yeah.
You start off with a nice brush. Then you had your cans.
Yeah, yeah.
Cordova brown. Black. You put the paste.
Yeah.
You apply, then you buff it with the fucking rag.
Yeah. It's like a three-step process.
Did you have your shoes shine professionally like that?
I don't think I...
At the Greyhound bus station?
No, I used to, you know what? I remember we used to shine our own shoes. You get the shoe polish.
Yeah.
Right? And we used to shine, you know, you put it on your shoe in your hands, and then you have like the thing you take out.
Oh, the dab with the sponge?
Yeah, the adapter or whatever, and you dip it in and you roll it on and shine your shoes.
How about this? I'll throw my fucking shoes in the barrel before I shine them.
Yeah.
Does anybody shine their shoes anymore?
Yeah, they're
not
same
shinable,
thing.
Really, right? Well, yeah. I do have leather ones that are shine, but I just spit shine them. You know, I'll like spit shine them. I'll have a rag and I'll just
like
fucking,
when you were in the Marines?
Yeah. Just fucking clean them out.
If you're at the fucking Grand Central Station, you see some guy set up with a chair and the shine thing, would you sit down?
You know what? I think they do have that. I think I've seen that over at Penn Station.
Yeah, they do.
I think I've seen that at Penn Station.
Yeah, and what they do, they clean your sneakers. They have like the shit that they use to sell at Foot Action.
They adapt it.
Yeah, they got the thing and they got the brush and they give you a quick little cleaning.
They could probably do shoes too if they had to, because a lot of professional businessmen there.
Right.
I've seen this like a platform.
Right.
You know, I have seen that in there.
Yeah, you have to adapt. You know, you have to start doing sneakers or else they were out of it. Well, what else?
And people are used to taking it up the ass and being gouged, like coffee's fucking $100 now.
Yeah.
Shine my shoes. Yeah, $25. You go, okay, here you go. Right?
How about when you get a flat tire? How about when you get a flat tire on your bike, you have the repair kit?
Oh, yeah, the kit.
Yeah.
With the fucking glue and the patch.
You fucking buff it out, right? Scrape it, make it rough. Put a little glue on and put the patch on.
I sucked at all that stuff like that.
Yeah, I was bad too.
I remember selling the Herald American newspaper. We stood on Mystic Ave in Somerville in the middle of the fucking street, cars whizzing by on both sides.
Oh, just
waiting for a fucking red light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you could sell three fucking scared newspapers and make a nickel a paper.
Yeah, right.
Terrible. Like, how did you feel like fucking like mentally doing that? Did you feel like demeaned?
You grew up in it. You probably wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah, not so much back then.
Yeah.
Because the society was different. It was simpler, right?
Yeah.
You see that now. You see the guy on the side of the road fucking selling roses, you feel bad for him,
and
right?
Say, look at this lizard.
Probably get $1 billion.
Yeah, no shit.
Right.
Especially Mother's Day coming up.
There's a lady down the street that wears like one of those crazy like Japanese like straw hats.
Yeah.
And she fucking pushes around a cart with fucking like thousands of cans. And I seriously see her. She has her car parked at the convenience store she plays Keno at, and fucking she gets in a Mercedes and drives away.
That's amazing.
She hot?
She's older Asian.
Yeah. The older ones look young.
Yeah. I've never carried a fucking can in my life.
I used to do it all the time. I used to live and die on it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I did like put it. I think there was a way you could throw them in a bag and just get so much a bag. That was easy.
Like college days, like fucking like whenever we like threw parties and shit, you like fucking like I was on the cleanup.
Well,
like nobody else is cleaning up. Like
you can make 5 hours.
Oh yeah.
I used to work at the bar, my uncle's bar.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd be down there. They had me down on the weekends.
Go bring up a keg of fucking Schlitz.
Oh, God. They used to fucking, they were fucking horrible to me. I was like a slave.
You like a rented mule?
And they didn't hit me, but they'd yell at me. Like, they fucking brought out a sandwich. One had a fly in it, like a tune. The guy was nice. You know, the body's always down. There's a fly in my sandwich. So he goes to my uncle. He's like, what'd you fucking serve him a sandwich like that for? You gave it to me. You know? It's fucking crazy people.
Yeah, back then we talked about before. If there was a fly in your food, you still ate it. Now you throw it out the fucking window.
But yeah, the guy was, he was like all the guys from the shipyard used to go, the good guys, you know, regular blue collar guys.
Yeah.
Wasn't mad or anything, but, but, you know, I got yelled at it because he made the tuna fish and fucking served it with a fly and I didn't see it. So I got yelled at.
You know? Fuck.
I know.
How many cats and rats you've eaten in Chinatown?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, it's funny you say about the post office down there. My father worked at that post office, too, the one in South Station.
Yeah.
And in that area, he knew this guy, Al, who was a head janitor. And he got me and my brother little janitor jobs. We go in these offices with the big fucking mop that you push and empty the barrels and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to look in all the desks and steal the change.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
do that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. I used to, like, my mother worked, like, in this lawyer's office in Boston, and she would take me in on the weekends with her, and there'd be nobody there. So I would fucking scurry around and go in everyone's desk.
Scurry.
And I was fucking, and
scurry
I would.
Scurry like a rat.
I would take fucking tons of money. Fucking, these people were fucking loaded.
Right.
And fucking, I was taking, like, 20s out of fucking people's desks, taking all kinds of shit.
I when I was younger, like, the people were stupid enough to, like, get a... Back then, it wasn't like gyms. It was like a country club or whatever, a tennis court, tennis club. People would be stupid enough to leave their fucking wallets in there.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking go to town.
I just oh, yeah.
emptied all the money out of those.
Fuck that. You yeah. do that, you deserve to be robbed, right?
Yeah, for sure.
No, no one's going to take it. No, I'm a member of this gym. Nobody would ever.
How would they ever?
I remember going into those desks too, right? Remember eraser? An eraser was a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like the big one.
Yeah,
right?
Like a yeah. big oh, rubber yeah. thing. You're like this. An eraser. I haven't touched a fucking eraser in my hands in 100 fucking years. But back then you go, ooh, fuck, I'm going to take this eraser. Yeah. You never know when they need it.
The little pencil sharpeners. And,
yeah.
The little pencil sharpener. Yeah. Little
paper you ever use clips. A pencil? What's a pencil?
Yeah.
I know.
Right?
Like, no more shoes, no more pencils. What's going on?
Yeah, no shit. There's nothing left.
The World few times changed. I get a pen in my hand, which is very rare, is to write on a check my name or fill out the check. That's all I use a pen for nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
I don't write.
Yeah, I mean, you do everything on the computer now.
Everything.
Types. Phone.
Yep. I used to stack hay. That was fucking horrible.
Like
I used to do it.
Real McCoys
up in Ipswich?
Yeah, actually in Tossfield. And I did it for a friend of mine. His grandfather owned a horse farm. And we would do it. It was once a month. And fucking, dude, it was 3 hours nonstop.
Oh,
these
yeah.
things were just ripping off of the conveyor belt.
Yep.
And you had to fuck. I mean, they were
oh,
fucking
God.
Heavy.
Yeah, they're ripping off the conveyor belt. Then there's a truck following it. Do you have to stack it on, right? Is that how they did it?
No, well, we were unloading hay into a barn, like into a stable, and fucking they'd pull the big fucking truck in, and we'd have to unload the whole truck in one fucking rip, and fucking it took like 2.5-3 hours if you were fucking flying.
What the fuck?
You know where you must know where Marini Farms is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably right. Somewhere.
But yeah, that was, oh my
That's
God,
so
the
hard.
Dander, the shit in the air. It wasn't just
oh, yeah,
the weight. It was like, you would just, your eyes would be burning.
Yeah.
It would like get in your skin. It would be in your clothes.
Yeah, it's
and,
just like
it was the worst feeling.
Pollen,
like,
fucking dust,
itchy,
dander,
like fucking, just like itching your balls off. Just
little,
fucking,
yeah.
And like then you do it in the summer. You're
Ooh.
Sweating with
oh,
the stick.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, like fiberglass insulation almost.
That's
yeah,
like
right,
a job
right.
that people had in the fucking Civil War. And you were
yeah.
doing it.
That was, yeah.
Right? I was
like
doing it for,
back in
for,
the farms and, yeah.
for a nice 20 spot.
Yeah. 29.
I mean,
a double sawbuck.
Double sawbuck. That
yep.
was. That
double
was,
Sawski.
A fucking Sawski. I tell my kid, yeah, I'll give you a Sawski. He goes, I beg your pardon. Yeah.
That was still pretty good money in fucking
Sawski?
1992. You
of course,
know?
Yeah. Cash money, baby.
You like a double Sawski?
Like a double Sawski. Yeah.
Double Sawski gets you in the fucking door.
And then I got
out, you're on your own.
I used to get a double Sawski for washing dishes at a busy breakfast restaurant
nice.
In Ipswich.
Really? Which
and
one?
I forget the name of the fucking joint, but it's like when you first pull into town, kind of.
Maria's?
Yeah. And yeah, I used to work there on the weekends washing dishes. No, it was, dude, that's a hell job. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, I would just do the one shift, and it was like 3 hours of just washing dishes for 3 hours
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, they're busy there.
It's hell.
like a busy breakfast place.
You're like a transient who drifts into town. Where is he? He's
yeah.
working on the hayfield.
He's a hustler.
This week he's cleaning fucking dishes.
He's like Clint Eastwood.
He's a drifter.
He's like Clint Eastwood in the Bridges of Madison County.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember he drifted in the town?
Yeah. Was it Richard? Whatever the fuck
yeah,
his name
yeah.
was.
Well, one of my biggest side hustles was fucking buying booze for underage kids.
Oh, yeah.
I was fucking, oh, yeah.
I used to
Parents
do it. I never got money
like
for it. I should have.
I fucking.
You
can
do it now.
I was, and I would demand to take their vehicle to the liquor store. And when I was doing this, I had a fucking goddamn broken ankle and a fucking huge, like, real plaster cast. And I had to crisscross my fucking feet when I was driving these people's cars.
Wow. What a fucking scene that is.
I used to sell weed, like, when I was younger. We used to get, like, a. I don't know, like a dime bag or whatever, and fucking make like
fucking
12 joints.
Dime bag.
Sell them all for a buck, so we'd make $2 on the bag.
Yeah, we did that shit.
It's like
shit.
A big thing.
Can you fucking believe it?
That was in Somerville. I did that. I worked in Somerville on, actually it was Medford on Main Street, but right near Somerville. Yeah. Doing that, I remember.
Can you imagine, like, say you're born in this era, you go, well, honey, you got a hell of a body, a nice ass. Let's take a few pictures and put them up on the internet. See if we can make a few dollars.
Yeah, OnlyFans. All kinds of way to make money. Right.
How about back in the 40s or 50s? Saying our mothers had killer fucking bodies. Your husband goes, well, the father goes, well, listen, I mean, you know, everybody else is doing it. Why don't you just pull them up?
Don't show your face. Yeah.
See what happens. Right?
Right.
You think they would have done it?
You look at some of these foot ones are fucking crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. That's I don't like feet, as you
foot
know.
Foot finder.
I mean... If there's a, you know, I don't mind a small foot that's nice. I don't like big feet. So
yeah.
Mainly feet.
But it's like, I could never picture getting a boner of like looking at someone in sandals. You know?
No, no.
I
no.
could never picture that.
Feet do nothing for me. Feet are the thing that works for your body.
Like a nice ass and nice tits.
They do
it's utilitarian.
They propel me around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all they're good for. I don't want to touch them, look at them.
Practical.
Yeah.
It's a practical thing.
One purpose.
The feet work their balls off for you. Let's face it. You got to love your feet. They do a hell of a job.
Yeah, I had a foot to, let them to do work their my thing. Just one girl gave me a foot job, as I told you before.
Really?
Yeah, she used to rub my balls.
Oh, I like that. They can use their feet on me.
Small Chinese feet, give me foot job.
You slip it right between the two toes?
Just rubbing it.
Like a pincer move?
Yeah.
Just rubbing it. Rubbing the shaft.
Shaft.
Yeah.
Shaft.
But yeah, back in the old days when a guy was, you know, oh, Uncle So-and-so, oh, he was just a bachelor, had Playboy collection. He wasn't hurting nobody. I see the filthy porn you look at nowadays. And I say, hey, listen, man, if those people were born nowadays or if they had that then, what the fuck you think he'd be doing? Oh, no, thanks. I'm going to look at my Playboy.
Yeah.
So you can't blame us. We're a product of our times, no?
Right.
How about jack of all trades, master of none?
That's me.
Yeah.
I used to know a guy that we referred to as the hack of all trades.
Hack.
And he was horrible.
That's the guy you work with, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Wiz. Yeah.
The Wiz.
That fucking bum. We want to kill him.
He's legendary. Fuck that guy.
Because my brothers talked about him. Joe's talked about him.
It's caused a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking piece of
shit.
But
here's a fucking scenario, guys, right? How about this broad? She get this. She wheeled in a dead body into a bank and tried to pass him off as a co-signer for a loan.
She sounds pretty smart.
I like it.
Yeah.
You like that, Tom?
She tried. I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
It was a good idea, but when you get to the point where the guy had a sign, that's where it could be a problem.
Yeah, how was she going to get work around that?
Yeah,
I mean, I could see if you were doing almost like a Hannibal Lecter situation where you were wearing somebody was wearing the guy's face, but like, as far as wheeling the actual fucking cadaver in there, it gets to a certain point where there's a difference between sleeping and dead.
Right.
You can tell.
I like how the people said it was apparent to everybody that worked as if the person was dead.
I know. He must have been slumped over the fucking chair. It must have been funny as hell, though.
Huh. If she rolled a cadaver in there.
And then she was talking to it. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like when you act like this. You do this all the time. And
you know what I'm at her. Her best move would have been to have a third person who pushes the wheelchair and they really manipulate like a fucking ventriloquist doll. They have their hand on the back and they can move the shoulders like the Three Stooges when they passed out.
Or they should have had him standing up like fucking Weekend at Bernie's.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I give her credit, but she should have thought it out a little more.
Yeah.
And maybe. She could have finessed it, but
she
got arrested.
If she knew somebody that works at the bank, she would have been all set.
Yeah, no shit.
Right. You know. Didn't she get pinched?
She got pinched.
Yeah.
Now they go, who's this guy and how's he fucking dead? And what are you doing with him?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Malnutrition he died of, they said, right?
Yeah.
She starved the police.
She starved him to death so she could wheel his dead body into a bank to co-sign.
And get $3,000.
Yeah.
Trying to get $3,000.
Look at that mug of hers looking straight out going, huh? What do you mean?
What's wrong?
What's up? I'm here for the loan. What's up with the loan?
Crazy bitch. I want a phone number.
Be a man. Experience.
Well, you know the story for Spearman? What's this other one?
Yeah, what's this asteroid? How much is that worth there?
They keep changing it. This is kind of like a recurring story that's been coming up over the past couple of months.
But there's 19 zeros. What is that?
I was going to ask you because
is that like octillion?
That's the
zillion.
What the fuck is that?
It's billion then zillion, right?
It's trillion, right? Trillion after billion.
Trillion. Million, billion, trillion.
So it has to be zillion.
Is it maybe zillion then ox? It's like oxillion.
I quit it. Trillion? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's something. That's
a lot of aliens.
That's like 19 zeros right there. So instead of three is a different.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically enough to make fucking everybody on the planet a fucking billionaire. Do you guys think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
Even though I wish to be one.
Yeah, but what is in it that makes... that's one thing I didn't get. What is in it that makes everybody a billionaire?
It's like fucking like gold, lithium, like all like fucking like
precious
rare
metals.
Precious metals and minerals.
Rare earths, space
but
minerals.
If everybody has it and is trading it, isn't it going to...
No
the
good.
Value going to go down?
No, it's not like everybody's going to have it. It's like the fucking, like NASA would have it, but like, and technically it would make everyone on Earth a fucking billionaire.
No,
but like, it wouldn't happen.
No,
like,
bueno.
say if that did happen, like fucking, there's a lot of people out there that shouldn't have money.
No.
There must be rich and there must be poor.
There has to be.
It's sad, but true. I wish to be a billion, but it's not a good system, is it?
No.
If everybody was on the same playing field,
be like Robert Kraft.
Right.
Everyone have the same money as Robert Kraft.
Right?
Yeah, that would be weird.
Listen, it's not enough for me to succeed. I need to see my friends fail.
Yeah.
That's what makes it.
Yeah. How else are you going to want to succeed?
Yeah.
You want to walk in like the champion and your friends go, oh, look at him, he made it. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just stuck on like everyone has all that money. What's going to drive the economy?
Nothing.
I mean, it's just like everyone's...
It's just that goes against everything.
Yeah.
No good. Although I wouldn't mind a piece to wet my beak be a man. I just want to wet my beak.
That's all.
I don't need to be a billionaire. How about a millionaire?
A couple bucks. A couple bucks ain't bad.
Yeah,
fuck
and
you,
just
money.
like I mean, free health care and free like food and housing for everyone. And then fucking if you want to do extracurricular shit, fucking you can go out there and still fucking be better than people. Maybe
that's
something
right.
like that.
Yeah, right.
What
right.
the hell?
You know, put everybody on an even playing field that way, but then it's up to you to fucking if
that's
you want to be upper echelon or you just want to be a guy that's
a
fucking
meritocracy.
Yeah, someone that's fucking getting paid for by the government, basically.
How about those people? Yeah, I was a billionaire. I lost it all in 2 years. Those people?
People that had it in crypto?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what it sounds like.
There's a lot of sad people.
Like, what's up with Brady?
He lost
$30 million, but it was given to him, right?
They should have sent him to jail with the other guy.
So it was like
a
pump and dump type of thing? Or?
Yeah, the guy was a scammer. Yeah.
So he gave...
It was Madoff, like Bernie Madoff,
okay.
The guy. Right. More or less. That's what he was doing. He lived a lavish lifestyle, him and his fucking cronies, taking your money to put into bogus crypto.
And they gave him a stake in the company, probably.
Brady should have been brought up on charges.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Him, Larry David, all of them, because they promoted that company.
Yeah, no shit.
I sue them because they misled me, right?
Yeah, I forgot about Larry David. He did that whole fucking ad, that whole campaign.
Larry David.
Well, I mean, if they tell you, put your money in, and if you make money, take what you put in out.
Yeah.
So you're playing with their money.
Right.
But if you get people that are really like going all in and think it's going to be,
unless you're a great investor like me who buys high and sells low.
That's right.
Lose every time.
What are we at? How much is a share worth now?
Of Bitcoin?
Yeah,
63,000.
When the size is like 66?
72,000 was the highest. I only have 20 Bitcoin. No, I don't. I got Lugats. I got not just Lugatz, I got Stu Lugatz.
Stu Lugatz. I got like $250 worth of Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wasn't there also Scoochie Lugatz?
the Lugatz brothers, Selvy and Tony Lugatz. You know them? You know the Lugatzes?
Yeah. Be a man. Experience!
I talked to a friend of mine recently that's a teacher, and he says that he has kids in his class that, you know, they're 13 to 14 years old, and they're already talking about when they graduate high school doing OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Because that's like, they're automatically talking about it. Like, these kids are already finding the newest, easiest way to fucking get by in fucking life.
Can
and
you imagine?
Already fucking.
It's the way of the world, though.
Yeah,
it's that's a side hustle, OnlyFans.
Well, people make it their fucking careers. That's not even a fucking side
a lot
hustle.
Of these bros, I mean, they're fucking. Some of them are executives who made good money, and they're quitting to make double the money by fucking posing nude on OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah.
Why go to college? Why do anything? Physical labor? Fuck it. You don't need
don't
to
go to college. Look up everything on the internet. Be a man.
If you can show your banana right online on OnlyFans and make a killing, would you?
I had a dream my dick fell off the other night.
No.
By the way, seeing you talking about my banana.
Well, what'd you do it, though? You get your kids, everybody go, listen, I know my father. He goes online and gets naked, but he makes $1 million a year. Would you do it?
I don't know. Debatable. Yeah. How about you?
I want to say I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
Because my kids are too young, and my other kids would fucking hate me more.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, no.
But there's other families I see online. There's this broad I see that someone told me about. And I don't really know.
Yeah.
Someone only fans, whatever. Her mother, father, the brothers, everybody's involved.
The whole family doing it?
And you see what she does, and they're all like, all supportive, like, this is our honey's business, and you're making one, bought us a house, and we're all doing great because of her and her box.
Yeah, so is it like fucking like the family is like the camera crew and they're fucking like going out and getting all the random things that they have to stuff in their clams?
What's going to happen to wholesome families like the Osmonds?
Right.
Yeah, no shit. Like fucking with the Partridge Family. Yeah. The fucking, they used to go around and sing.
Everybody's
something positive.
Desensitized. They're all desensitized.
Well, all the kids now have these opportunities to do things we never did.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a whole different world.
You know what's weird about this? All this stuff going on, all the desensitization with porn available, this and that, yet they're so touchy and woke in other areas of life. You would think anything goes and they wouldn't be bothered by anything, right? They can do this. They know about OnlyFans. You can do that. And that's it. But if you do this, oh, no. I'm offended. What the fuck?
But, I mean, you can't blame, like, being a 16-year-old kid. You already have a $12 million company. Why the fuck would you go to college? Why?
Right.
What's the fucking purpose? And, like, all of these kids, like, if this can give me a fucking head start in life to really do what I want to do and not have to go through this bullshit fucking system.
Would you rather fucking Bill Hay? If you're given that opportunity at that age, you listen, kid, whip it out.
Yeah.
You'll be loaded or go Bill fucking Hay in 100 degrees for $20 a fucking session.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I remember, like, going, like, working Sundays for this people, they had like a paper route on Sundays to deliver the Sunday Globe, which was huge. They throw us in a car, and you have these dresses. You run up the street and deliver the paper. You know, you just get like fucking $10 for the day.
Working like a dog.
Yeah, I was a little kid.
Did you say like this?
It's like, it was like $2 an hour, and I remember I worked like 4.5 hours. The guy tried to give me $8. Well, you owe me $9. I told my parents that. They were all proud of me.
And when you were going out and your parents go, where you going? Did you go, papers, get the papers? Get the guy, fellas?
Yeah.
Get the papers, get the papers?
Two times.
But yeah, so it was.
That's be a man two times. We called him that because he said everything twice. Somebody get the papers, get the papers. Don't be a man, be a man.
Be a man, squid, be a man.
But like this shit happens. Like fucking like this kid, 8-year-old kid. Fucking, he basically gets shut down for fucking child labor laws.
What the fuck?
I know, Jesus Christ.
Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like they
shut him down. I mean, Jesus, talk to him.
Well, it's because the parent got involved and started using words like he's looking for an apprentice.
Yeah.
And fucking like you're getting paid a fee and like fucking, and that sparked the interest of the fucking child labor fucking thing. But like, I mean, what else are they fucking doing over there? Isn't there bigger cases than a fucking lemonade stand?
These people suck. Don't you want to slap them in the face? But the parents, whoever's behind this, keep it all simple going. It's a lemonade stand. You know, none of those fancy words. But even then, that's okay. All right, the lady used the words. Who the fuck are these people that report it?
I know.
They suck. How badly do they suck?
Watchdogs everywhere.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, and then it's
that person.
And then it's like, oh, well, they were using the money from the lemonade stand so he could go to Disney World.
So he was exploiting
fucking children in his neighborhood so he could fucking benefit by going to Disney World. What the fuck are we doing?
He's getting selling the fucking lemonade for 25
cents.
He
was running guns to the fucking IRA with the money. What the fuck? What do you think he's doing? It's fucking few bucks. Shut up. These people suck, don't they?
My God.
Yeah, but it's like, most kids don't want to work.
Right.
This kid wants to fucking work. Let him fucking work. Like, what's the...
You know, when I see kids, when I drive home sometimes, you know, you see some kids set up with a lemonade stand, the mother's nearby. I'm driving. I'm not the one to stop. I pretend I don't see them. I go... Because I feel bad. Sometimes you just get a quarter like my Uncle Johnny showed me. You throw it out the fucking window. I don't care if they're, just give them money.
Yeah, they go and pick it up.
Don't want the lemonade, but here, I commend you for your chutzpah.
Yeah.
Here's 25 cents. Get
like
lost.
The initiative.
Beat it.
And those kids in my town up in near one of the beaches, they're like, I drive by, they're like, be a man, buy some lemonade. I'm like, I don't want the lemonade. Here's a buck.
See?
Yeah.
You know?
That's
a better way to go. You don't know what these kids... These kids are fucking sticking their filthy hands in it.
They get their shitty bum fingers. They fucking...
Bum hands!
Oh, God.
They rub their privates.
Yeah.
And then they mix the fucking Kool-Aid up, whatever the fuck it is.
I hate people with fucking other people's food and stuff.
I skeeve.
Yeah,
do you tell them I skeeve?
I skeeve.
I skeeve.
Skeevy Wonder.
A skeevolza.
Gosh.
Hotline. Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, we have a question on the Be a Man hotline from a fan.
I know you have quite the proclivity for Asian broads. I was wondering who you thought the hottest Asian chicks were. For me, it was always the one from Rambo 2. Be a man.
You mean not what type of Asian? The actual Asian lady?
Yeah, just Asian like actors, like yeah, famous
Lucy,
like Asians.
Lucy Liu's not bad.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty slim.
She's the only one I can name.
She looked like the one from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
A little bit when she didn't have her glasses on. Yeah.
There was a broad on McHale's Navy when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I forget her name, though.
I mean, I always love fucking Tia Carrera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a smoke wagon.
Yeah.
Especially that's when I first started doing things to my ding dong, too, when I first saw fucking Wayne's World.
You know, this is Asian and Polynesian Heritage Month.
Is it really?
I believe.
Ooh, yeah,
it is.
I think
it is, yeah.
Are you going to march in the parade or
anything? I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right, we have a story about a Purple Heart.
Got a World War II story for you. My grandfather was in the Philippines, and he had a job driving a water truck. Well, he traded water at a local whorehouse for you know what. Well, one night he stopped, and the place was full. They had the door locked. There's a bamboo door, so he decided to just put his fist through it, end up cutting his arm real bad. So anyway, the CO found out about it, offered him a Purple Heart. He turned it down, of course, but he said, I've been the only guy in World War II to get a Purple Heart for knocking down the whorehouse door. Knock down a whorehouse door with your bare fist. Be a man.
Now, my old man, he was in World War II, and he was stationed in the Philippines and Japan. And he said, you know, the whorehouses would be guys like lined up. There'd be a line of guys waiting to get laid.
In the whorehouse.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's crazy, right? Fucking gross.
Imagine the fucking waiting room in a fucking whorehouse.
Oh.
You're just hanging out with all those other perverts.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of times they don't have them, but some of the massage parlors have waiting rooms.
If
you're going to get a massage, I'll wait 1 minute. You sit down, then someone else walks in. You're like,
oh, that's rugged.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah.
you're trying to get a contact.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I know. Okay, you're the Be a Man guy, aren't you?
I saw Be a Man in a hula house.
Did I tell the story about I was in a massage parlor?
You've told a lot of stories about massage parlors, Be a Man.
Like about, I guess it was about a year ago, and I was in there smoking broad, so let me check the place out, right? So I go in, and I just like take my clothes off and my underwear. Then I hear all this commotion. I look out, the fucking cops are there.
Oh, so it almost got raided?
So I put my clothes on, and they had the badges around their neck. So I put my clothes on. I was like, what the fuck's going on? I mean, they couldn't prove anything anyways at that point, but I don't want a cop coming in. So the girl comes in, so you have to go. I said, all right, so I'll go. So I'm walking out, and like the guy's like, cop's like, hey, it's a fucking Be a Man guy.
No.
Yeah.
Just, like Robert Kraft.
This definitely happened. I can't believe I'm told this. And the other guy's like,
no shit.
What are you fucking doing? He's like, get the fuck out of here. So then I looked at the newspaper like the next week. And that city, they were doing just checking all the places. I don't think they actually raided it, but they were fucking, they lost it when they saw me.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you being caught in a whorehouse may actually fucking make you blow up even more.
Yeah.
Went back to the station and said, yeah, to Be a Man broad.
Well, you have
guys
to.
Was over here, yeah.
I said, what the fuck?
Yeah, they were fucking laughing.
You know why? Because like we used this word before.
Yeah, I was saying, my shoulder, I'm like, man, I got a sore shoulder. Said that in a way, they started laughing. Like, yeah, right.
So Be a Man's a hua master. Well, tell me something I don't fucking know already. Of course he is.
There's nothing wrong with getting a nice massage.
There's nothing wrong with that. He's a whore master.
Yeah, that was about a year ago. I can't believe it never came up here. They never brought it up.
Imagine if you got in a fucking sting and you got stung.
I know, I'm getting fucking blown when the cops come in. Not that I don't let them touch me.
All right, so Dallas is back with the Be a Man AI band, and we got a couple of songs that are based on popular Be a Mans.
If you can't pick something, chuck the fucking wrench. If you can't fix nothing, chuck the fucking wrench. Let it fly out your hand, and don't forget to be a man. Chuck the fucking wrench.
Oh my God.
Don't give a fuck where it lands. Who needs this fucking TV stand? Chuck the fucking wrench. Be a fucking man. Chuck the fucking wrench.
Yeah, man.
It's like something you see in a variety show, like one of those songs, you know. It's unbelievable.
Wow. That's got a great
fucking vibe to it. Fucking number. What a hot number, Be a Man. Yeah. Unfucking
believable. 1960s right there.
The music is outstanding.
Stevie Lawrence.
Dallas has been knocking these songs out the park.
God, he's got a nice band.
AI.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking slapping the bass.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got another one. Another Be a Man classic. This is Smell Your Dog's Ass.
Oh.
Take a whiff. Take a sniff. To see just what you're dealing with. Smell your dog's ass. Smell your dog's ass. After all, he's your best friend. So take a whiff of his rear end. Moments have gone fast. So smell your dog's ass. Smell your dog's ass. Smell your dog's ass. Smell, 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 smell your dog's ass. Smell, 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 smell your dog's ass. Smell, 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 smell your dog's ass.
Oh, wow, low called The Surf Vibes. Fucking Sunset Strip.
Take me back to the 60s.
I love it. Psychedelic bullshit. Yeah. What a band. What a fucking band.
They can really fucking play it all.
Oh, wow, they are good.
They are fucking talented.
I get the easy pie. I just play the bass.
Yeah. I'm tambourine in the corner. Yeah. Oh, that's outstanding.
Oh, man.
Be a man. Experience. We've had our lives. We shared a few. But we also learned a lesson or two.
Johnny's disco around town with his pocket shine box. Tons of what's made of living on underage alcohol sales. And be a man, may or may have not used his inner style to get out of a sticky situation. Be a fucking man. Episode 138. Oh, 138. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man.